Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say, nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
I made it, George.
I was waiting.
I made it, man. I made it.
I've been waiting for my opportunity to talk Pacers for.
Is this it? Was this you were gonna Wally Pitt me, take my job? Well, you're just gonna come in and be like, all right, let's get into Pacers talk. 4029511620.
Talk about Dougie.
Let's go through the entire roster. Strengths, weaknesses, what we like, what we don't like,
what we're gonna be needing on Sunday,
what we need in free agency. That'd have been good. Big Pacers overreaction would have been pretty good. That'd have been pretty darn good. I had Mavis preschool screening today. Everything I think went pretty smooth.
Okay, good.
We don't get the report. I use report in air quotes until later on today. They'll call us. So you know, I had to drop off Mavis 3. She's my 3-year-old daughter. Drop her off at 8:30. She was done at about 10:30. She had to go back by herself with a teacher and some other kids. It was a little intense.
How did that go?
It went good. That's always a huge moment with a kid. Is a kid willing to? There are certain moments your kid's either going to get the cling game right and just cling to you, or they're going to be willing to walk away. Luckily, she was willing to walk away. But when she came running out of that thing, gave me a hug, she looked emotionally spent. You know that look on someone's face? We've all been there, even as an adult, where you maybe have gone to some work event or there's something, and when you leave, you're like, ooh, if I have to shake one more hand and say, hi, how are you, and have the small talk,
yeah.
She had that look on her face. Like, I swear to God, if I meet one more 3-year-old, I'm going to lose my mind. You know what I mean? She had that look on her face like, oh, I need a nap. I need some Peppa Pig, a nice glass of milk. Like, everything, like, that's what's funny. It's like, we think, like, kids and adults are all the same. They're all the same. She wants to go home. She wants to have, you know, a snack, a glass of milk, and watch Peppa Pig. As adults, you want to go home, have a beer, watch the game, and go to bed. Like, that, it's no different.
We are all the same.
It's funny. It is hilarious, though, when you have to. So we were filling out a form when we got there of, like, evaluating our child on, like, you know, sometimes, like, interrupts others, will follow directions, works well with others, and all those things. And first of all, it's hilarious on how much there's the real answer. There's what you want the answer to be, and then there's reality. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, she's not that bad.
She is great. She is this. Yeah, I mean, I was expecting one question, like, has published a book? Yep, she has published a book. Has started a nonprofit? Yep, has done that. You know what I mean? Like, there could have been anything like that. Scored a perfect 36 on her ACT. Yep, that happened done? About a year ago. That was pretty easy for her. But yeah, that was it was intense, man. It was intense. We must have, there was another parent there that was dropping off their kid, and we must have, I think, first of all, because it was both me and my wife there, I think that was probably the tip off to, like, yeah, it's your first kid, huh? You know, that it was like a two-man job. It wasn't a solo job.
Right.
And she spies, she's like, first one? We were like, yeah. And we were, like, way too excited and tense about it. Way too excited. But that's how. I get the sense from everybody. Like, as you, all the things that are it. There are certain things that are enormous deal. As a first time parent, that like get less and less a big deal with your second kid and your third kid and whatever. So I'd imagine the second time taking a kid to preschool won't be maybe quite as intense. But I mean, think about it. Say it out loud. I was almost late for my radio show because I wanted to just pick up my daughter from preschool. That's all it was. But it was worth it because she saw me and ran right to me, Daddy.
Oh,
and you're like, okay, that was all worth it. I missed the cross. I love when I walk in to do the crossover. Gary and Damon don't go, Nick. Damon doesn't give me a hug and say, Nick, like Mava says, Daddy, give me a hug. So I had a choice, either get greeted with a hug from my daughter post-preschool, or at most, like, you know.
What up, Nick?
I say, what up, Slick? And that, you know what I mean? Like, those are my options. And I chose the hug for my three-year-old daughter. We did buy her a gift, too. Forky is the new character from Toy Story 4.
God.
Forky. And it is exactly what you would think it is. It's just like a four. It's Toy Story 4, greatest movie of all time at this point.
Which one's better, Toy Story 4?
At this point, I like Toy Story 4 more.
Ooh, okay.
But Secret Life Pets 2 was all that in a bag of chips.
Mm.
We actually, at Toy Story 4... At the start of it, we were in the very front row. You ever been in the front row at a movie theater?
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, you literally are there like Woody would say something, I'd look over to the right, and then Buzz would say something, I'd have to like look all the way back over to the left, you know? I'm getting like neck workout here, being like, all right,
like
Woody.
Like you're watching a tennis match.
Yeah, like Woody to Buzz, Buzz back to Woody. To Bo Peep, back to Buzz, to Woody, to Buzz, Buzz, Woody, Buzz, Bo Peep. I was like, jeez. So we had to move. Luckily, we moved back and we were able to hang in there. Or I wouldn't have enjoyed the movie. I'd have gotten like a headache, all that stuff. Oh, man. I wonder if any of the other parents get a... It's hard not to get wrapped up in the preschool thing, man. You know, it's challenging. It is challenging. So I will, again, like I said yesterday, if this report comes back with anything less than your child is a genius, your child is on a fast track to being the greatest human being to ever walk the face of the earth, I'm going to fight everybody involved with that preschool. That's pretty much my plan at this point. So if you're listening, preschool, choose your words wisely when you call us later and give us a report. You better choose your words wisely. You understand me? Oh, man. That was the first time I've ever had to fill out some sort of questionnaire evaluating, like, subjective things like that for your kid. That's a little different. You know? I got my first dose of what, like, I told you last week how terrified I am of when Mava starts to play sports because that just seems like something that is just going to bring out like all of the, I mean, we see sometimes, I mean, LeVar Ball is like the pinnacle of this. Where the chances of getting irrational with your child and their abilities in a lot of different ways, very, very easy to see how that could happen. Very easy. Very, very easy. Oh, that was good. That was good. The hug was worth it, though, George. You understand me?
I you know what? I'll try to step my hug game up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been giving you the look a couple times. I give you that like open arm, like bring it in, big guy, and you're like, no, we're not hugging. It's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen. I'm like, all right, I see how it is. I see how it is. Yeah, we got a bunch of good stuff today. I was sometimes I just sit, you know, because obviously you got to feed the beast that is Nebraska football. And, you know, you think about different ways. Because this time of year, too, you know, you're in the summer. You know, it's kind of, you know, CWS is wrapping up. You got NBA free agency coming up. But, we're entering that kind of sports purgatory, sports desert part of the calendar where you start to kind of really turn the page to think about and really start to dive into Husker football and the 2019 college football season. And it's always interesting to think about different ways to assess the year. And I was thinking about this last night. We'll get into this a little bit later on in the show, but I want you guys to start thinking about it. I kind of pose this question to myself. Finish this sentence. Nebraska wins the Big Ten West if what? Nebraska wins the Big Ten West if, to me, they're obviously, and it's the kind of the sign, a sign of a team that, that has a lot of, like a lot of holes to fill. There's a bunch of things to come to mind. Now, instead of like writing down, you know, because the reality is it's like eight or nine things. But I boiled it down to three things. Three pretty, they're going to be easy to trace, easy, you know, like the whole, if they come together, man, well, what does that mean? You know, like you can come together and still get your teeth kicked in. If they buy in, man, well I mean, okay, like how do we quantify that? Is someone only bought in if they win? You can be bought in and lose. But I laid out three things that are digestible, trackable, traceable things to be able to look back on at the end. So be thinking about that. I'll give you my three things. Nebraska wins the Big Ten West if what? Get into that. A little bit later on in the show. Plus, it is the mailbag coming up at 12 o'clock. Make sure you get your questions in for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, seriously, doesn't matter. We'll do that at 12 o'clock. Best email question is going to win some food to from Oscars. Get your wing game right, your pizza game right. Plus, we got Scott Shanley coming up at 11:30. Bunch of stuff to tackle today. I'm on a preschool high, baby. I am on a preschool high. The daily lineup is powered by Action Batteries. It all starts with us. 84th and J Street, actionbatteries.com. We're inside the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. You can email the show into the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Nick at 1620thezone.com. You can hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh, NickBahe. Game time.